It's 10 trivia questions on the hit NBC sitcom The Good Place with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, and more as picked by Lauren Ward from our Patreon page. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. And specifically today, if you love the Kristen Bell, Ted Danson show, The Good Place on NBC, you will like this episode. We got 10 questions for you. This was a topic picked by our Patreon friend, Lauren Ward, who has picked some good topics. Let's see. She said Futurama in the past. We did that episode, I think. She said The Good Place, and she's got 3 more months to pick. She has not done April, May, or June yet, or July. If she wants to fill in that chart, Lauren, go check it out. Lots of cool topics on this Patreon chart are coming your way. Jim Fields wants Nintendo games and Superstore, which is one of my favorite shows. My friend Dan Papallo wants some Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory action and Australian actors in Hollywood and dog breeds. And Douglas French wants 80s TV shows. So those are just a few of the topics that are floating around on the Patreon spreadsheet. People who donate $5 or more get to pick a topic that I do once a month. And coming up very soon, I think it's going to be the $15 tier. If you're at $15 or more, you get to be a guest on the podcast, a dedicated spot just for you every single month. So maybe you pick a topic, and that would be the topic that I ask you questions on. And we'll talk about why you're into that kind of stuff, and it'll be tons of fun. Now, in terms of The Good Place, I have seen like an episode or two of this show, but I'm definitely going to go back and finish it because a lot of people love it. A lot of people dig this show, and I liked parts of it. I just never like kept watching it. So I'm going to dive in to some Good Place as soon as I can. That should be kind of fun. Watched a movie this morning. I woke up with the craziest arm pain. I've never had this happen, but what happens is we have a king size bed, and the kids climb in the bed like every night, and then I end up sleeping on top of a dog kennel, which is next to the bed, like halfway on a bed, halfway on a dog kennel, and I slept on my arm super jacked up, and it's the worst pain I've ever had, like shooting through my shoulder, and hopefully it goes away, you know, before the day's over or tomorrow or whatever. But because I was just kind of stuck in the room and I was trying to get my mind off it, I put on a movie this morning. I watched Happy Death Day to You, which was a sequel to Happy Death Day, which I really liked. I liked the concept of it, and I thought it was fun and a cool slasher flick. The second one, not as cool. They went in kind of like a way goofier route, even though the first one is super goofy, the idea, but this one's even goofier. There's some scenes in it where I'm like, why is this in this movie? And then, there's just more of like a sci-fi element to it than like a slasher element. And the slasher element is very like, oh great. Like there is a killer reveal at the end, but it's like, yeah, no kidding. So, if you like the first one, check it out, but, don't have super high expectations. That's my quick review of Happy Death Day to You. And I'm looking to watch some more horror movies. I've had a horror movie kick lately, and I'm still in the middle of Cult of Chucky on Netflix. I want to see the new Chucky, and I'm going to try and jump into a bunch of horror movies that I've missed over the last couple years. So if you have any recommendations, you can tweet me at RyanBuds, or you can send me an email, RyanBuds@gmail.com. Let me know what you're watching, what you're into. I don't necessarily like very like shockingly disturbing horror movies, you know, stuff like the movie that everyone was talking about last year where the little girls, I can't even describe it. It's like one word. What is it? Hereditary. That's it. Like I read what happens in that because everyone said how crazy it was. And I was like, yeah, I don't want those images in my head. I like the real goofy kind of schlocky kind of horror movies like the Chucky, A Killer Clowns from Outer Space is like a perfect example of a movie that I like. So if you know movies like that, that maybe I've missed, let me know. And I'll check those out. And I'm getting the urge to write a movie. The last movie I wrote was called 13 Clowns. If you want to read the script, let me know. I think it's a cool idea. Wrote it with my buddy Steve Nelson a couple years ago. And I'm getting that urge to write something again, and I kind of want to write a slasher, so I'm trying to think of a unique way to start outlining one of those. And maybe I'll share some ideas with you guys over on the Discord app chat. All right, let's jump in to 10 questions on the hit NBC sitcom, The Good Place, with Kristen Bell. You're going to love it. If you like that show, thank you, Lauren Ward, for this topic. Here we go. All right, Good Place trivia question number one. There's a store in the Good Place called All the What? Fill in that blank. All the What? Number one, there's a store in the Good Place called All the What? Question number two, what is Kristen Bell's character's last name on the show? Number two, what is Kristen Bell's character's last name on the show? Question number three, one of Camila's accomplishments is that she is the youngest person to graduate from what university? Number three, one of Camila's accomplishments is that she is the youngest person to graduate from what university? Question number four, the pilot episode of the show is called Everything Is What? Fill in that blank. Number four, the pilot episode of the show is called Everything Is What? Question number five, comedian Moshe Kasher plays a character named what? That's also a type of cheese. Number five, comedian Moshe Kasher plays a character named what? That's also a type of cheese. Question number six, Adam Scott plays a demon from The Bad Place. What is his name? What is that demon's name? Number six, Adam Scott plays a demon from The Bad Place named what? Question number seven, Tahani has a dad with the nickname of what? Number seven, Tahani has a dad with the nickname of what? Question number eight, on a season two episode, Michael tells the humans that they will travel to the Good Place in a what that challenges them to prove they are the best versions of their respective selves. Number eight, on a season two episode, Michael tells the humans that they will travel to the Good Place in a what that challenges them to prove that they are the best versions of their respective selves. Number eight. Question number nine, towards the end of season one, Eleanor, Jason, and Janet escape to where? Number nine, towards the end of season one, Eleanor, Jason, and Janet escape to where? And number 10, what does Michael think Eleanor's Earth job was on the first episode? Number 10, what does Michael think Eleanor's Earth job was on the first episode? All right, we'll be right back with the answers to all those trivia questions on The Good Place in just a second. Here we go with some Good Place trivia answers. Let's see how you did on this quick 10-question quiz. Number one, there's a store in The Good Place called All the What? All the Books. All the Books sounds like a cool store if you like books. I went to a place called, what was it called? It was in San Francisco. It was right next to Golden Gate Park. I think it was called like Books in the Park. I think that was the name of the store. If you're up in that area, right off of 10th Avenue, maybe 9th Avenue, somewhere around there. It was an awesome store. I bought a bunch of cool stuff to give away as trivia prizes, and I bought some cool stuff for the kids. I love bookstores. Number two, what is Kristen Bell's character's last name? It is Shellstrop. Shellstrop, number two. Number three, one of Camila's accomplishments is that she was the youngest person to graduate from what university? Oxford. Oxford University. Number four, the pilot episode of the show is called Everything Is What? Everything Is Fine. Everything Is Fine. Not to be confused with the Lego Movie song, Everything Is Awesome. Number five, comedian Moshe Kasher plays a character with what type of cheese name? Colby. Colby, like Colby Jack Cheese. Number six, Adam Scott plays a demon from The Bad Place named what? His name is Trevor. Trevor. And number seven, Tahani has a dad with the nickname of what? Donkey Doug. That's what I was looking for. Donkey Doug. Number eight, on a season two episode, Michael tells the humans they'll travel to The Good Place in a hot air balloon to challenge themselves and find their best respective selves. Hot air balloon, like the Wizard of Oz. Number nine, towards the end of season one, Eleanor, Jason, and Janet escape to where? The Medium Place, right in the middle between The Good and The Bad Place. The Medium Place. And number 10, what does Michael think Eleanor's Earth job was on the first episode? He thinks she was a lawyer. I remember that from the pilot. He thinks she was a, I think, environmental lawyer, if I'm not mistaken. Those are your 10 questions and answers for The Good Place, everybody. Thank you so much for playing along. I hope you had fun with today's episode. And if you like this show, please leave us a review. That would be very, very cool of you to go on iTunes, leave us a nice 5-star review, tell other people what you like about the show. And I don't even think you have to put words. I think you could just put stars, and that would help get more eyes on the show. Thank you so much for listening and telling a friend, guys. It's time for the Funky Monkey San Dimas question of the day. And that is sponsored by Funky Monkey. You can check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. And the question of the day is, what is Kristen Bell's main job on the show Veronica Mars? Another show coming back to Hulu very soon. I don't think I've done that as a topic on this show before. So when that comes back, we'll definitely have to do some V-Mars trivia for all the marshmallows out there. And I think that show comes out at the end of July, if I'm not mistaken, when I saw the trailer last on Hulu. So I'm looking forward to that. Wife and I started dating and watched reruns of that around 2005, I think. It was, and maybe the show was still on back then, actually. But we watched it in college a lot. And it's a fun show. And that's also why I want to watch The Good Place, because it seems like everybody who likes Veronica Mars likes The Good Place. So I'll get back into it very soon. If you know the answer to that question, you can tweet it to me at Ryan Buds. You can send it to me on Instagram at Ryan Buds, or you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Thank you, Funky Monkey, for providing the question of the day. And check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. All right, guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.